I'd venture to say until you've eaten Moroccan-style vegetables, you've not tasted what a veg can become. Okay, so I'm prejudiced. For me, everyone who loves to eat should know how Morocco cooks. A new book by Jeff Kohler is a good start. It's called Morocco, A Culinary Journey with Recipes. Jeff's roamed the country for a decade, especially the little-known regions like the Berber villages high in the Atlas Mountains. Well, Jeff joins us from his home in Spain. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, you've traveled to parts of Morocco that we don't hear very much about. Can you give me some idea of the kinds of vegetable dishes you found and where you found them?
Well, Morocco is, really essentially kind of an island. You know, you have the Atlantic on one side and you have the Mediterranean to the north, and you have this kind of sea of the Sahara around it. But in the middle, this incredible variety of, you know, four mountain ranges and an oasis and desert and river valleys. And you really find a pretty big variety of vegetables. For me, my favorite place is probably south of Casablanca and along the coast called El Jadida. And this is really the heartland of different kinds of squash and pumpkins. And just kind of driving on the back road, you see they kind of able to kind of mound them up. These really interesting stacks. You saw them on the roadside. They're really quite large types of squashes. And these you find absolutely as a salad. You find in couscous. I mean, pumpkin couscous is a great middle part of the country dish. You know, this is one of the most typical meals that you can find.
Yeah, when I think of a Moroccan meal, I think of it beginning with this incredibly colorful spread of salads.
Absolutely. This is one of the great things about, I think, dining in Morocco is the meals. The selection of fresh and cooked salads. You have a kind of a combination. Maybe the cooked ones are served in the summertime, maybe chilled, and maybe in the winter, warm or room temperature. And you get everything from beets to, you know, different kinds of green peppers to cucumbers, and you get this spread. And often you prepare them, a couple of them, three or four or five or six, and you serve just small dishes, or you get small dishes at the meal. And these will last in a couple of meals. But you begin by just kind of nibbling. And when you see the spread laid out, it's always impressive because of the colors and the design element. I mean, I've been to meals where I've been served 10, 12, even one place, 15 different types of small little salads kind of to open the meal. But, of course, for me, that was the whole meal. I mean, this is my favorite, often my favorite part of a meal is the salads, along with some of that really great round flatbread.
So typically, what kind of spicing is done with salads in Morocco?
First you find a lot of fresh herbs. It seems like almost everything has fresh cilantro and fresh parsley. And these are usually mixed together, finely chopped up and together. It's almost rare that you're going to find one or the other. They're often together. For spices, cinnamon is very typical. Again, an interesting mixture with the savory flavors. Cumin. Sweet paprika, usually not spicy. In some dishes will have a spicier paprika, but often a little bit of sweet paprika, freshly ground black pepper. Right. Other things have much more in a very specific region, but those are the main ones.
I'm remembering something specific that I've had in a restaurant. It was carrots done with orange.
Yeah, one of the great salads with carrots is very finely grated carrots with fresh squeezed orange juice. And it has to be very finely grated so it can absorb a bit the juice. And this you need, it should be soupy enough for you just need a spoon to eat it. And again, you chill it, and then you sprinkle it with cinnamon and maybe a couple of drops of orange flower water. Fantastic combination of this freshness with the fruitiness, and then you get the cinnamon. And it's often kind of hard to pinpoint what exactly is in it. And then you could have on the same spread another great carrot salad, the cold, chilled salad, and you boil the carrots usually, and then they're a little bit sweet, pinch of sugar, and then you put plenty of cumin in them and a little pinch of maybe sweet paprika and a little bit of lemon juice, and you chill them. And that is one of those dishes that you get this interesting combination of the real earthiness of the cumin, and you get that the little lemon, and you get the sweetness of the chilled carrots. And again, when you have, you know, four or five or six or eight of these different little salads, It's a real, you don't quite know where to begin or where to stop. I mean, and in the summertime, it's great. It's really absolute, you know, the carrot and the orange one is equally served as a salad and also as a dessert.
Huh.
It's a great way, it's a fantastic way to end the meal. And then with that touch of cinnamon, it's really interesting and original and refreshing and absolutely perfect.
Sounds like if we just do the salads from Morocco, we're going to be home free. Jeff, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Jeff Kohler is author of Morocco, A Culinary Journey with Recipes. Now, find Jeff's recipes for those simple, simple carrot dishes, grated carrot and orange salad, and carrot and cumin salad. They're on the website, splendidtable.org.